I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with several local oyster farmers who are trying to keep their products safe in the face of a changing climate.
Oysters on the half shell are nearly synonymous with summer on Cape Cod. But over the past few years, the number of reported illnesses from eating raw oysters has grown. The reason for the increase isn't clear, but the culprit is easy to pinpoint. It's a species of bacteria called Vibrio parahaemolyticus. Dave Ryan is the owner of Cape Cod Oyster Company in Barnstable, which produces over 3 million oysters a year.
Vibrio is a naturally occurring bacteria there are some strains of it that can cause illnesses to people.
Vibrio in oysters has always been a problem, but for the most part, it's associated with eating raw shellfish from warm climates. You can't see or smell it, and people with compromised immune systems are particularly vulnerable. The signs of infection are similar to most foodborne illnesses: nausea and general gastrointestinal trouble. Bob Wallace is an oyster grower in Wellfleet and also the president of the Massachusetts Aquaculture Association.
Because it's a warm water organism, it was never a problem in New England until just recently. What happens is, with higher temperatures in the summer, the Vibrio doubles every 15 minutes at 70 to 75 degrees air temperature.
Bob was part of a study last summer where each month researchers compared two samples of oysters handled differently once they came out of the water.
One sample of oysters was immediately iced as soon as it hit the air. I put it in a cooler with ice all around it. And the other sample was temperature abused for 4 or 5 hours sitting in the back of a truck in the sun. And then they did a study on both and got their parts per million. And in July, the iced one was 246. You need like 100,000 to be problematic. So 240 or 50 is nothing. But that went to 24,000 in 5 hours.
These numbers make it easy to see how important it is to keep oysters cool once they've been harvested. It takes two reported Vibrio illnesses in the same day to shut down a given part of the harbor. Each section of the flats is divided into numbered areas. So two people would have to get sick from oysters harvested in, say, Cape Cod Bay Area 14 for harvesting to stop in that area. Once an area is closed, it takes at least a week to reopen, or even longer, depending on the severity of the outbreak. Some growers are worried that whole harbors could be shut down if everyone doesn't handle their oysters carefully. And the economic impact of that could be huge.
It's labor-intensive just to get them harvested and to market, let alone the wholesalers and the restaurants and the wait staff. And I mean, it's a huge economic booster for an area.
Dave Ryan from Cape Cod Oyster Company traveled to Texas in January, where the FDA hosted its biannual conference on shellfish sanitation. The current regulations require growers to have oysters on ice as soon as they come off the flats. Initially, there was talk of even stricter time and temperature regulations. But in the end, the consensus was that we need a better understanding of Vibrio first. One of the tricky things about Vibrio parahaemolyticus is that there are different strains, and preliminary studies show that some actually don't make people sick.
You can have a large number of oysters that are consumed where people don't get sick, and testing shows that they're clean, but then you get just a random incidence. And so there's really a concern that we can further identify and maybe test for some of these different strains.
There's also another factor at play.
The oyster industry in Massachusetts has really grown significantly. So even though we had in Massachusetts, I believe it was 33 confirmed illnesses, the state produced somewhere between 15 and 20 million market oysters last year.
This is almost three times what the state produced in 2005. And most of these are consumed on the half shell. Shellfish regulations differ by state, and Massachusetts is currently working on an updated VP, or Vibrio parahaemolyticus, control plan for the 2014 season. It should be released just in time for the upcoming summer. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find links to other shows on local oyster production at our website. That's capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.